the line for you.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ann. And welcome back to Salem.
Thank you. Well, I think I was in Paris the last time I was around these people.
Oh, that's correct. I forgot about that.
This is my first time in Salem.
Maybe Paris is a little less interesting than Salem.
I don't know. Salem's proving to be pretty interesting.
How was your first initial meeting with the head writers? They seem very impressed with you, according to their Twitter accounts.
I knew one of them from a previous life, and then they came. I was doing a play here in L.A. Over the summer. I was doing Entertaining Mrs. Sloan, and they came to see the play, and they said they were creating a character that was very similar to that character. And I said, well, that'd be great. I'd love to play that sort of role on daytime. So that's how that came about.
What was your character?
I had them take me to a couple of very expensive dinners and lunches while I was, like, you know, toying with the idea, but I was very excited.
What was your character like in the play that they inspired them so much?
He was kind of a ruthless, manipulative sociopath.
Hmm.
A little psychotic. Like any other daytime character, I guess.
That's true. How much input did you have with your character, Van?
No, not whatsoever.
Really?
No, I just, apart from they asked to use my name, and I said, well, sure you can, go on. I have my name. One less thing for me to remember.
Yeah, and your castmates, too, makes it easier on them.
Yeah, exactly. Everything is like they call, like, you know, call to the stage, Ian. Every script is Ian-Ian on it. It's okay, you can just say Ian, I got it.
What can you tell us about Ian's past with Kate DeMira?
I think they were very much in love a long time ago. They were very young, and I think he was expanding into business, and I think somebody that he was in competition with had information about her, and he said if Ian did not drop Kate, then they would make public information that wasn't the best for anybody. So he actually left without much explanation. But I think she was perhaps the great love of his life.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, Kate tends to like the bad boys.
Yeah, she does. She does, and that's interesting. It's very, you know, very interesting. It's kind of yeah, it's interesting. We're sort of playing. We've been playing that, we've been playing the history actually, because of course we're just discovering it. We're just being given it. So.
What is the relationship between Ian and Madison?
Bengali, but love. He found her when she was, just beginning whatever career she was beginning, and he saw her potential and helped her and showed her and taught her things. Fell in love with her, and then now feels as if he owns her because he created her.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know, it's another interesting relationship. That's funny. He has no qualms in saying to her, like, but I owe you. Don't you know that?
So it sounds like you're really enjoying this role.
Oh, I'm enjoying it very, very much.
I'm sorry. How does Ian compare to your other soap characters? Because you've been on three different soaps now. How does he stand out?
He's very different, actually. He's probably, I think, like the characters like Greg, that's not much of them, it's a little twisted, but I think Ian's a little more sort of dark. A little more manipulative. He gets all these ducks in a row and then makes a move and watches how things fall. He's definitely interesting, very complex. And I never even, it's funny, as I read stuff, I'm like, wow, is this for real? Is he telling the truth? And what is he doing? And then I discovered, I just play it all for the truth and then, but it ends up not being true, then it means he's a very good liar.
Right. I read Michael Emerson said that about Benjamin Linus on Lost. He just did everything like he was telling the truth, and so you never knew if he was lying or not.
Yeah, exactly. He was playing all like the truth.
Are there any actors on Days that you haven't worked with yet that you're looking forward to working with?
Actually, a lot of them, I actually have one just crossed paths, but actually, do you have a story with? Probably with James Scott, who I know quite well and I love working with. Allison, I have yet to work with. I think I might have maybe just had one scene, but Patrick Muldoon, I haven't worked with. But I'm loving working with Eric Metzoff and Sarah and Lauren Costello.
Yeah,
I haven't worked yet with Joe Boscolo with Stefano. I'm sure that's going to come.
It's going to be the Clash of the Titans then, right?
Well, yeah, it's going to be something.
Oh.
It ain't going to be pretty, that's for sure.
Yes, a lot of fans are looking forward to that, because Stefano hasn't had a challenge, really, to his marriage with Kate. No one's been... Yeah, so we're all looking forward to that, seeing how Stefano reacts to another fox in the hen house, really.
Right. Well,
how's filming for Days different than the other soaps you've been on?
It's pretty much the same as all, you know, the shows have become, actually, just the pace. And although they have the two stages, so they can go from one stage to another. But then it's very rapid, very, very quick, and I like it. I like that pace. I like it. I think it actually makes you really be prepared, forces you to be prepared and really be top of your game, which I like. And I love it. It's very exciting.
Why do you think soaps basically have been dying for years? I know part of it's probably problems with ABC, but NBC seems pretty behind Days of Our Lives now. So do you feel that... we found a safe place with NBC and Days of Our Lives.
I feel in a very supportive place. I feel in a place where everybody wants us to work, which is kind of nice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in places before where it hasn't always been that way. People have been very competitive, but as soon as a new person comes along, they want to get rid of it very quickly. They feel threatened. But this, I feel, people really want us to work. They really want whatever it takes to make the show work, and I think it's working. So. NBC most definitely, and the Corday Company, and it's a very positive place to be, and I'm very happy to be there at this point. I'm very sad for all the shows that have gone. I think the audience are very sad, because the audience was still there. They're not just again in the numbers that they had been, but you know, I think people have an appetite for story that's told well and told daily, and I think people that are still doing it are going to survive, so.
How do you feel about, the show really made you famous, General Hospital, and the rumors, yeah, that they're not going to make it past this year?
I've heard that. I'm not too sure. That kind of astonishes me, but not, I mean, that's another decision made, I think, probably just for economic reasons. And, you know, I've seen over the years how it's very easy to discredit certain characters with the audience in a slow way, where the audience does kind of just turn away, and I think that's basically what happens, though. And I hope they don't do it with General Hospital, because I think it's a very well-loved show with very well-loved characters.
General Hospital kind of help put soaps on the map in a way that with Luke and Laura and the other...
Well, Monte, I think, like, she kind of had that great spark, and I mean, that's what she believed in, was just that telling story and with adventure and great characters, and she was, I think, pretty unique at that time. She, the whole genre, I think, in other words, of course, there was Bill Bell and other people, but Laura would like to have this wonderful eye and wonderful way of telling a story, and she's impressed that upon all of us who worked around her that we were telling a story, not, you know,
yes, I see some fans were interested, if wanted to know if you were interested in reprising Duke, just even for a little bit, if the show was coming to an end.
At this point, I don't think that would be possible, but I actually, if they had ever cared to speak to me about it, I would certainly consider it. They've never had that conversation.
Are you interested in the internet? Do you have a Twitter page or a Facebook or anything?
No, I don't have Twitter. I have Facebook just for friends. I'll probably be setting up like a Facebook for. I mean, I think I've a few friends on my friends page, people that I just have known over the years, but I consider them friends. But I think I may set up a separate page. I'll post PR about that. I can share that for you.
Well, if you need help with Twitter, ask Lauren Coslow.
Yeah, I know. It's like Twitter. It's like so funny. The last thing I said, like, I like to get on my life and get around my life without anybody paying much attention to me. The last thing I need is to be telling people where I am and what I'm doing. It's like, really?
Carrie?
Yes. Okay, that's no problem. Thank you very much, and we're looking forward to see you on Thursday.
Thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Carrie. Bye-bye.
Bye.